coming up next on Lutheran Radio UK.
Love Letters, a Bible study on the epistles with Pastor Arno Bessel of St. Peter's Lutheran Church in Plymouth, Devon.
Welcome to the series of Bible studies on the letter of the Apostle Paul to the Philippians. In Philippians chapter 2, verses 1 to 4, we read as follows. So if there is any encouragement in Christ, any comfort from love, any participation in the Spirit, any affection and sympathy, complete my joy by being of the same mind, having the same love, being in full accord and of one mind. Do nothing from rivalry or conceit, but in humility count others more significant than yourselves. Let each of you look not only to his own interests, but also to the interests of others. The Apostle pictures the life of a Christian. A Christian is in Christ, or united with Christ. This personal union is the basis of salvation. A Christian also participates in the Holy Spirit, who grants faith, keeps in the faith, and makes faith productive. From this relationship with Christ and the fellowship with the Holy Spirit, flow the fruits of salvation, that is, good deeds and holy attitudes. Some of these fruits are mentioned by the Apostle and are the following: encouragement, comfort, affection, sympathy, being of one mind, that is, thinking in the same way other Christians do. Additional fruits that flow from the relationship with Christ are love, humility, interest in the well-being of others. Can you see these fruits flourishing in yourself? We always face the challenge to fight the opponents of these fruits, including rivalry or conceit. These attitudes try to overrule the fruits of the Spirit. The Apostle Paul leads us to Christ, in whom we find power and in whom we find the supreme example of humbleness and service. We read in Philippians chapter 2, verses 5 to 11. Have this mind among yourselves, which is yours in Christ Jesus, who though he was in the form of God, did not count equality with God a thing to be grasped, but made himself nothing, taking the form of a servant, being born in the likeness of men. And being found in the human form, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. Therefore God has highly exalted him and bestowed on him the name that is above every name, so that in the name of Jesus every knee should bow, in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Look at Christ. As the Son of God, Jesus Christ is God, not only partially God, but fully God. He is equal with his Father according to his divine nature, possessing the same honor, glory, and majesty the Father and the Holy Spirit possess. In spite of being fully God, he felt no necessity to cling to the honor or privileges that were his as God's Son. He made himself nothing, that is, he emptied himself. He did not give up his divine nature, but retained it. Nonetheless, he took on human nature and was born from the Virgin Mary. He became flesh and appeared in human form, as we clearly notice from his birth on Christmas to his burial on Good Friday. Although being God, Jesus Christ lived as a man and experienced human needs such as the want of food, drink, rest, shelter, and so on. He had the characteristics of a human being, with the exception that he did not commit sin. In the human form, Jesus humbled himself and became a servant. Jesus himself declared, "The Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many." During the days of his ministry, Jesus served the multitudes, teaching them the gospel. He served the hungry, feeding them. He served the sick, healing them from diseases. He served the oppressed, casting out evil spirits. He served the dead, raising them to life. Above all, Jesus humbled himself to the point of, in obedience to his Father's will, giving up his life on the cross. That was the most despised and cursed death one could suffer. That was the most humiliating way of being condemned and dying. Dying on the cross was the ultimate way of serving the human race. From this humbled and serving Jesus, we get the power and the inspiration to follow his example and living out his attitudes. Jesus, however, did not remain in the state of humiliation. Once he was raised from the dead on Easter, God has highly exalted him and bestowed on him the name that is above every name. After his resurrection, Jesus laid aside the form of a servant and was established in full measure in majesty and glory. Jesus' name describes the essence of who he is, namely, he is salvation. He is the only Savior and the only means of salvation. At the name of Jesus, every knee should bow, in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Although during his life on earth, Jesus was despised and dishonored by many, although today many turn their backs to Jesus, one day all will come face to face with him, when he will appear in majesty and glory. And all will have to subdue to him, whether willingly or not. Having said that, the Apostle Paul continues to write in the letter to the Philippians, chapter 2, verses 12 to 18. "Therefore, my beloved, as you have always obeyed, so now, not only as in my presence, but much more in my absence, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling, for it is God who works in you, both to will and to work for his good pleasure. Do all things without grumbling or questioning, that you may be blameless and innocent, children of God without blemish in the midst of a crooked and twisted generation, among whom you shine as lights in the world, holding fast to the word of life, so that in the day of Christ I may be proud that I did not run in vain or labor in vain, even if I am to be poured out as a drink offering upon the sacrificial offering of your faith, I am glad and rejoice with you all. Likewise, you also should be glad and rejoice with me." On the basis of Christians' relationship with Christ and on the basis of what Christ has done, Christians are encouraged to obey Christ and to continue to work out their salvation with fear and trembling. This statement does not imply that believers shall earn salvation with their own efforts and their own good deeds. Salvation is by grace through faith. To continue to work out salvation implies in persevering in the faith, growing and maturing in the faith. The apostle adds the important note that it is God who works in us both to will and to work for His good pleasure. As we read and hear His powerful word, God works to maintain our faith and to make it productive. Paul advised the Philippians and advises us to do everything without grumbling or questioning. We easily are unhappy with this and with that. We easily grumble and question. This is a problem indicative of the sinful human nature which dwells in us. Paul recommends the children of God to lead a blameless and innocent life, without blemish. This can only be done under the forgiveness of sins granted day after day by Jesus Christ. He purifies us with His blood shed on the cross. Purified by Christ, Christians are expected to make a difference as they live amidst a crooked and twisted generation, a world that insists in living apart from God and follows its own patterns. Purified by Christ, Christians are expected to shine as lights in the world, that is, to reflect the love of Christ, to proclaim the gospel of salvation, and to lead a life filled with Christian virtues. If the Philippians lived according to these recommendations, that would give reasons for the apostle to be proud of them the day when Jesus will return to earth. An exemplary Christian life of the Philippians would assure Paul that his labor of proclaiming the gospel produced fruits, that the sacrifices he made and even his imprisonment and possible death as a martyr would make Paul glad and rejoice. Turning back to the text, we read in Philippians chapter 2, verses 19 to 30. I hope in the Lord Jesus to send Timothy to you soon, so that I too may be cheered by news of you. For I have no one like him, who will be generally concerned for your welfare. For they all seek their own interests, not those of Jesus Christ. But you know Timothy's proven worth, how as a son with a father he has served with me in the gospel. I hope, therefore, to send him just as soon as I see how it will go with me, and I trust in the Lord that shortly I myself will come also. I have thought it necessary to send to you Epaphroditus, my brother and fellow worker and fellow soldier, and your messenger and minister to my need, for he has been longing for you all, and has been distressed because you heard that he was ill. Indeed, he was ill, near to death. But God had mercy on him, and not only on him, but on me also, lest I should have sorrow upon sorrow. I am the more eager to send him, therefore, that you may rejoice at seeing him again, and that I may be less anxious. So receive him in the Lord with all joy, and honor such men, for he nearly died for the work of Christ, risking his life to complete what was lacking in your service to me. Genuine friends are a true treasure. Timothy was such a friend. The Apostle Paul met Timothy during his second missionary journey, and he became Paul's companion and co-worker. Timothy traveled with Paul, who was his mentor. Paul entrusted Timothy with important assignments, as we notice in the reading we just heard. Now Timothy was with Paul, and Paul commends him highly, saying that he was a friend no one else like him, genuinely concerned for the welfare of the Philippians In contrast to many who seek their own interests, Paul says that Timothy labored with him in the proclamation of the gospel as if he was Paul's son. Now the apostle tells the Philippians of his plan to send Timothy soon to them to take news and to bring back news. Paul trusted in the Lord Jesus Christ that his plan would materialize. More than that, Paul himself was confident that he would be released from prison and be able to go and to visit the Philippians. We also make plans, including to visiting friends or receiving friends in our home. In doing so, it is commendable to place our plans before the Lord and hoping the Lord will bring our plans to fulfillment. Besides Timothy, Paul also wants to send Epaphroditus to the Philippians. Epaphroditus was a messenger between Paul and the churches, generously described by Paul as my brother and fellow worker and fellow soldier. The Philippians had sent Epaphroditus to check on Paul and to care for the apostles' needs. While he was with Paul, Epaphroditus suffered some physical ailment that posed a real threat to his life. But God had mercy on him and allowed him to recover. With such intervention from the Lord keeping Epaphroditus alive, Paul was spared from sorrow. Paul was eager to send Epaphroditus back to the Philippians, causing them to rejoice. Paul advised the Philippians to receive Epaphroditus in the Lord with all joy and to honor men like him. Epaphroditus was an exemplary man because he worked and traveled extensively in order to deliver to Paul the donations the Philippians had gathered. In our days, there are people who risk their lives while they proclaim the good news of salvation to people. There are people who risk their lives providing support and carrying out missionary and social work, sometimes in very remote and destitute places. We do well in praying for them and providing them with the necessary means to carry out their jobs. Thank you for reflecting with us in this study. Please join us again in our next study.
This study has been prepared and presented by Pastor Arno Bessel. He serves St. Peter's Lutheran Church in Plymouth, Devon. The congregation at St. Peter's is expecting to meet you and to share the good news of Christ with you. Divine services are held on Sunday at 11 a.m. and Bible studies on Wednesdays at 7 p.m. For more details, visit our website, stpeterslutherans.co.uk. You can also follow us on Facebook, St. Peter's Lutheran Church, Plymouth, England. For questions or comments about any issues raised in this program, write an email to info@lutheranradio.co.uk. Check our program online and stay tuned.